Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And now, it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's yes. The Truth, according to Kirby.
What a way to start off the morning.
Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth, maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, according to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth.
This edition, what is it you aspire to be? During an exit interview before leaving a job in Cookeville, when heading off to school in Louisville, Kirby was challenged with this very question. What is it you aspire to be? What was Kirby's response? He shrugged and said, whatever happens, happens, is better than this. A cameraman for CBS Sports, or the best rock jock in the city? What was Kirby's life goal at that point?
Where was he leaving?
He was leaving a job in Cookeville when he was heading off to school in Louisville.
School in Louisville? This is a period in Kirby's life I'm unfamiliar with.
Yeah, Kirby, could you
I can't help you with this. I have no idea.
Part where you were leaving a job in...
I was working in Cookeville.
Yeah.
I was heading off to a school in Louisville, Kentucky.
What sort of school?
Well, I can't necessarily tell you that because it might give it away.
Cameraman
but,
school.
That's what I was saying.
But anyway.
Whatever happens, school in Louisville.
It's like, whatever.
Whatever happens school. Is better than this. Cameraman for CBS Sports or the best rock jock in the city?
I think the best rock jock in the city would be the obvious answer, and we know to go away from the obvious answer. I would now solicit input from Chad Witherow, the orthodontist, and Dave McGinnis.
Orthodontist. By the way, I went on a radio show in Omaha yesterday, and they called me Winthrow. And I've been on with them like four times. I didn't correct them.
Love that.
Like, we've got Chad Winthrow on from Nashville. I'm like, thanks. Stop adding the N. The N's not there. The N's so silent, it's not in there.
So silent, we took it out.
I immediately thought cameraman for CBS, which probably means that he said whatever's outside of this is better.
Your thoughts, Mac?
I'm with Chad Winthrow. I think it says whatever's better than this, no matter where he was going. That's Kirby.
I mean, I think it's the cameraman, but because we're all heading in this direction, it's probably going to be the first option.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
so you do you, Paul.
For the bell.
Paul, you do you, okay?
The bell out, Kirby, or did you?
There, it's right in front of
you. Right in front of you, sir.
Yeah, that's bad. I'm in bad form.
That'd be a rattlesnake, it'd bit you.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go. I'm looking at Kirby's outfit to see what I'm talking about.
Nothing that he likes. I love how you look him up and down. Still searching.
I didn't know we were doing this so early.
That's a little uncomfortable, Kirby. That's uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. Yeah, if I did that to a woman, I'd be it'd be a harassment suit.
Hashtag me too.
Eeny, meeny, miny. Whatever happens, happens, and it's going to be better than this.
Kirby, today's truth.
Sweet Victor.
I wanted to be a cameraman for CBS Sports.
Yes,
I wanted to be on the sidelines of Dallas Cowboys games.
That's
so
what
I went
thinking.
To Rhett Engineering School so that I could do that, because in their brochure, when they were recruiting us at school, they had that information.
How quickly did you drop out of this school?
Well, I screwed up my grant, and I actually never even made it. I mean, I got on campus, and my grant was messed up, so I came to Nashville and took a job to wait a semester to go back. And then,
you
the rest is history.
The rest is
how
history.
Would Ryan Budd respond to that?
Was that the job that you took whenever you were with the bank, when you helped the
Yeah, that's when
the
we
federal investigation.
Mailroom attendant.
I worked for Alex Palmer, the property manager guy over on 4th and Church.
Many jobs
and from there
have
to
you
the
had?
Bank. I think seven.
He knows exactly.
Well, Kirby. What do I do here exactly?
Kirby, did you have the grant before you went, or did you just show up and say, I need a grant?
That's a great
No. They had, you applied for your Pell Grant and all of this stuff. And so I had, knowing I was going to go to school, I had let go of my lease and had my mail forwarded to my grandparents' home where I had lived, growing up. And
because you wouldn't want your mail coming to Louisville.
Well, I was in transition. I was getting ready to go.
So your grandparents stole your Pell Grant money? Is that what you're saying?
Moved to Florida. but anyway, so when by the time they processed the grant, they had my home address wrong. So I disqualified me for the grant for that semester.
What job did you quit in Cookeville to go do this?
I was managing this fuel station, like a gas station type of thing, like a chain.
He was pumping gas.
No. I sat in a little building and
full service attendant.
Did bank deposits and that kind of stuff.
He dress up any. He's made a mailroom attendant into like executive assistant to
executive
the vice
of
president.
Distribution.
And now this guy is
assistant
made,
mailroom director, right. Assistant to the mailroom right. director.
And now he's made pumping gas into vice manager of.
So basically, you left the job.
Ethanol distribution.
You left the job as Gomer. You left the job as Gomer Pyle to go to go to Louisville without any money.
No, I had some money. I mean, yeah. But my grant for tuition was screwed, so I couldn't obviously go to class. And so, and they were very stringent. They didn't want you to work because you were going to get 4 years worth of stuff in about 2 years. They really, I mean, this is one of the predominant engineering schools.
There was no other time.
What was the name of this engineering school?
Rhett
Bryan.
Just like Rhett Bryan.
He said this is one of the predominant engineering schools. So I'm
they are.
MIT or.
I mean, it's.
Connecticut
it's
School of Broadcasting?
No.
And he goes,
but anyway,
oh, yeah, Rhett,
so,
the Rhett School.
With nothing to do and having given away the job, I wasn't going back to Cookeville. So I came to Nashville and worked for a similar company. And then from there went to the other.
I mean,
step.
I think if this was predominant on any level, Rhett Bryan would have
a degree.
T-shirt or a hat.
Oh, yeah.
From the school. Which nobody's ever heard of.
Kirby, can I say on this edition, this early in the morning, I'm happy it worked like that because you came to Nashville. And I'm very happy you're here.
Kirby,
that,
here's
that's
my 15
awesome
seconds.
Thing.
You're a remarkably organized man. Like, I'm looking at your bag over here.
You here's your 15 seconds, Kirby. Get
your
ready.
Little name is on your little bag. It's some kind of sack of something. What goes in that sack?
Headphones.
Headphones go in that sack. You have your bag here. You got all kinds of color-coded tape.
Paul loves your sack.
What? I love your sack.
He was checking out earlier. I think I've got to call HR.
Yeah. What you have set up over here, is not as complicated as you make it out to be. But you do have something for everything. Like if you need to stab yourself in the leg,
it's like Indiana Jones.
You have a knife. You showed me this long thing that I use to tape my bag.
Oh, this is plenty. Thank you.
Okay, good.